How are you doing, you wonderful patrons? Scott here, and it's time for a weekly audio update. A lot of stuff flying at you. Just tonight, I'm going to finally film my Teen Titans video. I needed to wait for a couple lines to come in, and I finally got them, and I'm wearing the clothing that I'm going to wear in the skit. I'm doing a little skit thing, and I've got like a whole 1970s desk set up as if I worked at Marvel. So that'll be the fun thing that I'm filming today. Also, if you're not following me on my podcast, I started a new podcast this month. It's about Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed. I'm doing a podcast every single day, which is also why videos are taking a while to get up. Not that that's really any excuse. They would take a while to put up regardless. What else? Channel memberships. YouTube gave me access to channel memberships, which is basically another way to support the show outside of Patreon, in case you know, because I know some people support us on Patreon because it's like the easiest way. YouTube also has channel memberships. It's not as handy as Patreon is from my use. Maybe I'm using it wrong, but it looks like it's one tier and it's like $5 a month or something like that. So obviously you don't get all of the other fun stuff that Patreon has, like, you know, for all of you guys in the $10 tier and up, where I like say your names on, in the video. That is something that I couldn't quite parse out on YouTube, but they're still there. You can get your name in the credits scrolling by at the end if you wanted to switch over. You don't have to. You can absolutely just do nothing and continue supporting me on Patreon, and I would appreciate it. But channel memberships on YouTube do give you a couple extra things, like a little badge next to your name when you comment. I think you get specialized emoji for live streams or maybe also comments. Not really sure. They don't give me a ton of emoji because it goes based off of how many people are do you have as a membership, if that makes sense. So basically, I think I can do like 5 custom emojis right now. But if more people sign up, then I can add more, if that makes sense. Anyway, it's not important. I'm just letting you know that's another option that is available in case you wanted to go through that. Whatever. Just throwing that out there. Additionally, this is going to be like a whole update thing about YouTube updates. YouTube also, I've had this feature for a while. I just never used it. It was selling merch under a video. A lot of you guys have been asking about merch. Merch has been a complicated issue for me because I don't like spending a lot of time making it because I know that our audience doesn't quite care for it. Some of you guys do. Some of you guys are very passionate about it. But I feel like the NerdSync audience doesn't really care for t-shirts. But I uploaded it anyway. It should, in the next couple days, it should pop up under videos. I don't really know how it works on the back end. I'm still kind of figuring it out. I just have one shirt. It's a Wonderful Nerd t-shirt. I might upload a NerdSync logo and other stuff. It's also not just shirts. It's hoodies and coffee mugs and pillowcases. Actually, the pillowcase looks pretty cool. I might pick one up myself. But the good news about it goes through Teespring, which is not our usual. It's not our usual merch store. But my favorite thing about it so far is that I get to choose the price point at which I sell t-shirts. Because I know some people complain, you know, like, a t-shirt shouldn't cost $20 just because it's from a YouTuber. I agree with that sentiment. I've never been able to adjust the price points for other where our merch has been before. But now I can, which is very helpful. And I've chosen to sell a lot of them very cheaply. The default price is, I think, over $20, and I've lowered that significantly so that I'm only making a buck or two in profit if you wanted to pick it up. In fact, some of the shirts, I'm making a profit of 17 cents. So there you go. I'm not a great business person, admittedly. But I also know that I just made this design ages ago, and there's really no reason why I would want to mark it up if it didn't really take me much time and effort to set this up. So I wanted to sell you guys t-shirts if you wanted them at a very low cost. Some of them are still relatively expensive, in my opinion, but that's because they won't let me sell it below cost. Believe it or not, Teespring doesn't want me to cost them money. Who would have thunk it? But, you know. Regardless, if you want a t-shirt, it should pop up under our videos at some point in the near future. You can probably also just search for NerdSync on Teespring. I don't really know. I'm great at merch stuff. The last YouTube update I wanted to talk about, because it is relevant to you. A lot of this stuff might not be super relevant to you. This one is YouTube Premieres. If you've not heard of it, I just got access to it, which is why we haven't done it yet. But if you haven't heard of it, let me kind of explain what it's like. basically, think of a perfect combination of a live stream and a pre-edited video. So a live stream will have a countdown, it'll have live chat, it'll have, you know, a couple days before it, you can set a reminder to click on the video, but when it goes live, it is a pre-recorded, pre-edited, like fully edited video. Like for us, it would be like a fully edited NerdSync video, but it's just on a schedule, and you just upload it, and it, you can watch it kind of like a TV show. If you tune in at a specific time, and you can watch it as it's going by live with a live chat, I'll be in the chat responding back to people. That's kind of what it's like. So it's a cool idea. It's something that I wanted to play around with for ages. I even considered, you know, years ago, I considered just doing a live stream of our latest fully edited video, but that might, it probably wouldn't work as well as this service does. And I finally got access to it. So the next video will be that. It will be a YouTube premiere. After the premiere is over, it just becomes a regular old YouTube video. So you, even if you miss it, if you miss like when it's going live, no worries. It'll still be there for you to watch, just like a regular old video would. It just adds an additional element where if you arrive while it's premiering, hence the name, premieres, then there's some other extra fun stuff of watching it with people at the same time as other people, with me as we chat, do a live chat back and forth. It's kind of cool. I've been a part of several of them, but I've never done it on the NerdSync channel. But yeah, that'll be the next video, I think. We'll see how that goes. I'm excited about it. I've been really excited about this feature. I've been itching to try it out. So fantastic. There's really not a whole lot else other than those couple things. Personal stuff, in case you guys wanted to know. You don't have to. You can stop listening here. But I am starting therapy this week. Next week. Early next week. Because of a bunch of personal stuff. And, you know, I figured I would need to start therapy years ago. And for years I've been like kind of sitting on it, being like, maybe next month or a couple weeks from now, maybe I could look into that. And then a whole bunch of personal stuff bubbled up over the past few weeks. And I'm just like, oh, today's the day where I find a therapist. Sounds good. So yeah, just wanted to, I don't know why I wanted to say that other than I've always been open and honest about my anxiety and how my brain hurts a lot. And yeah, I just, you guys, I hope you're not mad, but some of the Patreon support is also helping my brain get better, hopefully. So if you hate that, if you're like, Scott, I don't want my money to go to helping you get better mental health, then I don't really know what to tell you. But for all of you who are sticking around and who have made that possible, I just want to say thanks. It'll be a journey. It'll be a fun time. I'm very excited about it. I've always loved therapy. I've liked the idea of therapy. So it's never been something that it shouldn't be stigmatized. So I just wanted to be open and honest about it. Let you know where I'm at. Let you know where my headspace is at. But anyway, I'm really just padding out the time. That's really all I had for this week. I'll be uploading some more behind-the-scenes stuff to Patreon Lens, which I think is only available on the mobile app. So if you get the mobile app of Patreon, then you can tune in and see all the cool stuff that I'm doing. I'm wearing a fun 70s t-shirt, so hopefully you guys like that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.